The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The hospice nurses, they said they thought that she was going to die in the next few days. And they said, we're going to have to move her at least to hospice because she didn't have any, she wasn't able to communicate or anything. Within a few weeks, she was talking again. Her personality was back. Her mind was back.
Dr. Don Colbert helps us enter the healthy brain zone and fight memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's with the food we eat. Next on Life Today.
Well, we welcome you to Life Today. We're going to join Dr. Colbert talking about the healthy brain zone. Reverse memory loss. Reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. I think you're going to be blessed, and I'm praying with all my heart you get the book, because he's been able to put things down that you can understand. They not make sense. You understand why, and you can do them. Don't you think Dr. Colbert has done a whole lot to add life to our years?
Absolutely, absolutely. And things give us suggestions and ways to do things that you can actually accomplish. You know, they're doable.
Yeah, and they work. Be blessed. Dr. Colbert, you've been here for, just like I tell a lot of my friends, we sponsor your television airtime. But we put on the air what's best.
Yeah.
And I know you love coming here. I know you're excited because you did something to help your mother, who's 87. And it was kind of almost like a resurrection of the dead. And I don't think you were going to stay there. But you're seeing something happen that you've already even seen do what looked like the impossible. Now you want to tell us some things, and then there are even other things that he's discovering, that there is something that you actually put in your system that looks like it is totally indescribably, biblically miraculous. We're going to talk about that in the very near future when we can really illustrate it and demonstrate it for you. But here are the curious. You believe you put in this book. I want you to take us through this book that is laid out fabulously. And just tell us why this is so big to you, beyond your mother, and why you think this will be so helpful to our viewers.
First of all, it started with my dad. Back over 30 years ago, he started developing dementia. He was in his 50s. He died at 81. He was in a nursing home for over 10 years. He had severe Alzheimer's, where he couldn't even live at home. And then my mother, who worked until she was 82 in a bank full-time, started developing dementia. Now, my father had a genetic cause to his dementia. 25% of us have the genes that cause Alzheimer's, yet very few doctors check. And if you have those genes, don't worry. If you're on the right diet, the right nutrition, then we can prevent it as long as you don't drink alcohol and don't get brain trauma or head trauma. We can prevent it, so no problem. But with my mom, she was dying. Back last year, she was dying. They actually called us and said, hospice nurse says, your mom only has a few days to live. She's gone. She had had COVID, and she was literally not eating or drinking, and she was in a comatose state. I told my brother, let's start doing this regimen because I've been working on a book, and I know what works to start turning the brain on. I started giving her these vitamins that lower homocysteine levels. I started, and lots of them. I gave her lots of vitamin D because the vitamin D turns on over 900 genes and helps to repair synapses in the brain. One of the key things I did is I put her on testosterone. Testosterone is a powerful hormone, but in order to get a lot in her, I had to give it an injection.
Yeah.
And so I gave her this injection. My brother, I taught him how to do it, but we started on testosterone injections, a good hefty dose. Testosterone starts to repair neurons and prevents shrinkage of the brain. Also, some is converted to estrogen, and estrogen and testosterone increase the most powerful protein in the body for growing brain cells called brain-derived neurotrophic factors, like Miracle-Gro for the brain, where you start to grow new brain cells, you start to repair old brain cells and synapses. Something absolutely miraculous happened within just a few weeks. The hospice nurses could not believe it. And I did a few other things I discussed in the book, but they said they thought that she was going to die in the next few days. And they said, we're going to have to move her at least to hospice because she didn't have any, she wasn't able to communicate or anything. Within a few weeks, she was talking again. Her personality was back. Her mind was back. She was enjoying life, interacting, and just she was back to normal. We couldn't believe it.
Were you basically getting her to do much of what you say in here?
Yes, we were, because we had full control of what she ate and what she drank and what supplement she was on. Now, we were having to mix, open the capsules and stir them up because she couldn't swallow pills. We got her some dissolvable pills that she could take. And we lowered her homocysteine level, which I talk about, which is so important because homocysteine is a toxic amino acid. And I check it on most of my patients now that are 60 and over, because if your level is high, it is causing inflammation of the brain and brain degeneration. Now, the key is this. The lab normal values are between 0 and some labs say 19.2. If it's over 10, you are getting inflammation in the brain and brain degeneration, usually. If you have the Alzheimer's gene or the APOE4 gene, which, by the way, 25% of you have it, if you have it, then you need to get your homocysteine level 7 or below, or else you are inflaming and degenerating your brain. So that was a key thing I did. And I go in detail on how to do it. It's real simple, but most of your doctors don't know this. If you go ask your doctor for a homocysteine level, you'll get the answer, and it'll be like 13 or 14. You'll say, oh, your level's normal. It's in the normal parameters. No. If it's greater than 10, you're developing inflammation of the brain and usually degeneration of the brain. So again, what I did is we combined all of this together, the right diet, because my mom had type 2 diabetes. So she literally chose, unfortunately, Alzheimer's, because most Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes of the brain or insulin resistance of the brain. The brain is starving for sugar, but it can't get in the brain because the insulin is not, the cells are resistant to the action of insulin. So all I did is I put on a few key nutrients that help to reverse insulin resistance. Her diabetes improved, not meds. I didn't have to use meds. I used mainly nutritional supplements and diet, a special healthy ketogenic type diet that you're taking. And again, my mom had suffered a hip fracture, so she couldn't walk. Mm. So exercise was out of the question. I couldn't do that. But at least we're able to get her a good night's sleep, a comfortable night's sleep. Sleeping is one of the best ways to help the brain. Deep, well-oxygenated sleep on your side. When you sleep with your head on the side, it activates one of the most powerful processes in the body, which is the lymphatic system of the brain. Now, this is the waste disposal system of the brain, where our brain starts to eliminate beta amyloid. That's the goo that causes Alzheimer's, that's associated with Alzheimer's. So deep sleep is important, and intermittent fasting. When you skip a meal, for instance, breakfast or dinner, and you fast for 14 hours a day and eat in a 10-hour window, you unleash a process called autophagy. Your body starts to self-digest and eliminate beta amyloid, the goo associated with Alzheimer's disease. You also boost this powerful protein, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, that starts to repair the brain and restore and renew the brain. And so what happens when you're intermittent fasting and sleeping well and eating a keto diet and then enjoying life and exercising, these powerful things, lifestyle factors, all boost brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which starts to repair and regenerate and renew the brain. It's so easy. Then you combine the nutrients and the hormones, and I talk about what hormones. Hormones are critical.
And when you say I talk about, are we talking about in here?
Yes, in the book.
Yeah, because he's covering a lot of ground. Let's face it, okay? I can talk pretty swift, you know, okay? They're not in the same league. I can't use these words. I don't understand what all they mean. He actually explains them in here. I'm trying to tell you that what you're hearing is rapid fire from somebody who's spent his life trying to get people well. And has given a testimony of a miraculous like almost a resurrection from the dead, of his mother. When he began to be able to put some of these things very deliberately in place, which she wasn't able to do, they did it for her, you're saying that if we will begin, and you've looked at all this, Betty, you are very fanatical about trying to do what's best. Now, Betty and I told you, it's been how many years ago now that we lost the 25 pounds on keto together? They couldn't believe you lost that. You look like
it's been about three years.
Okay. We've basically stayed there, okay? We've just stayed there. I've had a little fluctuation, nothing ever get a little tiny bit right here. That's the only place. I don't carry fat. I don't allow this spike stuff to go on. Mm-hmm. And I don't totally stay away from sugar. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And I'm confessing, oh, God, here's the deal. I'm not letting anything control me like that. I don't want anything in the world to control me but God. And we go through, by the way, he's not angry at you when he loses control. He just loves you. That's what we're sitting here talking about. We're not trying to scold you, beat you up, beat you down, make you feel small, or like you just don't have enough sense to do what's right. That's not what we're saying. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's best. He's trying to help. And he's put in a book. I mean, the man spends a tremendous amount of time not only with patients, he's trying to help them. He's broken all of this down. I mean, you've got, you know, what is going on? Tell you what's happening. The top 10 dementogens.
Similar to, you see, a carcinogen is a cancer-causing agent. A dementogen is a dementia-causing agent.
Okay, dementia.
Such as many fish that are high in mercury, like orange roughy and shark and
How about salmon? We eat a lot of salmon.
Salmon's great. It's low in mercury, especially Alaskan wild-type salmon.
Yeah, that's what we like.
But dementogens are simply mercury, arsenic, lead, cadmium, anticholinergic meds that block acetylcholine in the brain, like Benadryl.
Again, you tell what these things you're saying mean in here.
Yes, I go into the key dimensions that I see.
And then you've got a healthy brain zone plan. All of this is just amazing here, and I'm telling you, he's actually not only a good talker, he's actually a good writer. And he puts this down for us. Would you say what he's taught us has changed and maybe even saved our lives?
Absolutely. I've got his books at home, and I'll pick them. If I've forgotten something, I'll grab it again, you know, and kind of refresh my thoughts and memory on it and everything. Now I got one on memory. It won't let me.
I'm just sitting here looking at her, and everybody knows I can look at her. She looks like she's going to be 80. I don't even think I look so bad.
You don't.
I was going really downhill until we got to be good friends.
Yes.
And I started getting more like Betty. Okay.
But you know, we basically don't eat an evening meal. Praise we just God. Don't.
We,
our
no,
big
we
meal
don't.
Is
we don't.
Can I tell you that one thing? You unleash one of the most powerful healing processes in your body by intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. But that is one of the most powerful things you can do. I had a patient or a person that I just talked to, a minister from Russia, and he says that he never sees an Alzheimer's patient in Russia. And I said, never. He says, they walk everywhere. And he says, also, what they do is they eat natural foods, but many of them will skip a meal. He says, I only eat one meal a day. Yeah. And he has sharp memory, incredible memory.
This is so different from what the Western way has taught us.
Yes.
It's really the world's way. It's anything but God's. And I got to be honest with you, because I love to eat. I love what tastes good, feels good. You know, understand that? I think the natural appetites are our biggest test and biggest challenge.
Sure.
Not the unnatural appetites. Those are big enough that you really get sick to get there. But the natural have a tendency to overpower us and overwhelm us. If we can bring them under control, then nature begins to work with what God naturally made us to do, and it is miraculous. I mean, Betty and I really, okay, so we're going to be 80. We're not planning on going anywhere, all right? I mean, we're going to heaven.
Yes.
We're already in heaven. I wish all of you could understand. I'm living the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is here in us.
Yes.
Why wait? Let's get started. Why don't we start overseeing God's earth like it's His place, His kingdom? Well, we need to do it healthy. Okay, Doc. Now, we're going to talk a whole lot more in the next program.
But I want to ask you one question. Do you recommend that everybody get that test to see if they have that gene?
I do, especially if they're having short-term memory issues.
Yeah, or
family history of Alzheimer's or dementia. Please get the ApoE gene test, simple little blood test. We do it every day at my office. And get the homocysteine levels. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a page of all, I have like 4 or 5 pages of all the blood tests recommended, but two of the most important, I would say, is the ApoE gene test and the homocysteine test. Homocysteine, H-O-M-O-C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E level, and ApoE gene test. That's it. E, the letter E.
Haven't we had the gene test?
When my mother passed away, we did. Okay. We both had it, and we did not have the gene. But can that change? I mean,
no. But you don't. Thank goodness you don't have the gene. 25% of the people in this country have the Alzheimer's gene. 25%. That's huge.
So they need to start dealing with it with a real focus.
Yes, because now they need to follow my chapter on ApoE gene. Because if you have the ApoE gene, your cholesterol is usually high, your sugar's usually high, you develop insulin resistance younger, and you should avoid alcohol or at least minimize alcohol, and you need to avoid head trauma. You should not, and especially your kids, if your kids are doing full contact sports like football, mm-hmm. lacrosse, soccer, or motorcycle riding, or karate, or judo, and have head injuries, they're much more prone to develop Alzheimer's. So I go in a whole chapter on that.
Dr. Colbert covers the bases. You know, Betty and I are both 81 years old. She doesn't look like she's even close, okay? She said, you don't need to tell people I'm as old as you. But we really do enjoy magnificent health with all we've been through. And I've had some things come at me that were put on me by medicine or doctors that should not have been given. And that has happened. And it happens to many of us. But he showed me how to deal with the bad negatives of that. And I want you to get the book. And we'll send it to you. If you'll just do this, Betty, right now we're in our rescue life, mm-hmm. where we try to rescue girls, primarily girls, that have been trafficked. And you'd be surprised, though, how many boys are dragged into being sexual mm-hmm. toys. And we're able to give people a new life that never thought they'd have a life, set them free. We need right now in the areas of Asia where we're working, but we've got a big building that'll be like almost like a miracle, almost like a hospital because we were renovating it. But we need $250,000, one and a quarter. We need that, and we're gonna need your help. You help us. Reach out and put God's arms around people who are being trafficked and set them free, and reach out to the least of these, and we'll gladly send you Dr. Colbert's book and say a big thank you. Also a book by Dr. Jeremiah. Would you please watch closely and ask God what he wants you to do to help, because there's a level at which you can help.
Here I am in Southeast Asia, where last night, for the first time in my life, I strolled through the streets of what we would call the red light district, and what I saw, I don't think I was prepared for. Girl after girl after girl, waiting to be sold for sex. But as I met many of them, God gave me an incredible opportunity to minister to them. Just a moment of just loving on them right where they were. I'm so sorry for everything you've had to go through in your young life. You didn't deserve it. It wasn't your fault. You are so beautiful. So valuable, so important, and so loved. I'm so glad that you have found a forever family who loves everything about you. Jesus will never let you go. He fights for you. You are his, and you've always been. And I am your sister in Christ. I'm your forever family. The feeling that I got in those moments, talking with those girls, that not one of them ever dreamed of being in a place like that. They feel no worth. They feel like somebody else's property. They have no dreams. They have no hope. And God sent us in there in that place to speak life to them. I kept thinking, what can I do to help set the captives free? But I've seen it. There is a way out. There is a way out.
Tammy, you're so right. That's why we established Rescue Life. We've just seen thousands totally set free. Many of those we saved as children are now leaders in their communities. They're teachers, they're professors. Some have been elected to political office. Many of them are business people. But we reached out with the arms of God's love and put them around them. When I say we, I'm not talking about Betty and me, or even we along with the missionaries who planted their life in the midst of the suffering. I'm talking about you. Because we could not put God's arms around somebody if you did not enable us. We couldn't meet their needs. We couldn't give them a place to stay. Right now, we've got a fabulous building. Refurnishing is going to take $1.25 million. So, Lord, we need some big gifts today. I mean, if you can give several thousand dollars, do it, please. And remember, it takes $128 to rescue one. I always say this, $1,280 to rescue 10. Is there any chance that you would rescue 10? Is there a level that you would be willing to participate in? Because there is a level you can. Father, direct everyone viewing in what they can do.
Amen.
And give them the joy and excitement of doing it. Amen. In Jesus' name. You are truly providing the miracle of freedom and life. Betty, I'm praying everybody watching will do something.
I am too. My heart was right there with Tammy as she was ministering to that young lady, that beautiful young lady who didn't feel very good about herself. She didn't feel like her life mattered anymore. Her life was wasted, destroyed by evildoers. But God is there to lift her up through you, through your caring and your loving. So let's help these precious young ladies to start over again because they can.
Would you please go right now and get your bank card, and then use it like a check. I repeat, that's always how you should use a bank card. But go get it. Dial that number where people are calling because they need prayer. But you call it, say, I'm calling because I want to give help. I want to give life. I want to give freedom. And make the biggest gift you can. $128, we can rescue one child. Start the whole process of restoring them. Would you help 10 by making a $1,280 gift? Could you do that? And could you make a large gift or whatever gift toward helping us get this huge building that will be like a hospital farm? It'll be a miracle that's immediate. We have some gifts to send you that I promise you will bless you. But you will be giving the greatest gift of freedom and life now and in eternity, because they will see Jesus in what you're doing and through the missionaries. Please get that card, make that gift.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Here's the incredible news today, that our mission partners have found property. All we need to do is help raise some funds today, right now, to help renovate this home that will provide for up to about 50 girls, which to me is incredibly exciting. So if the Father is speaking to you right now to come alongside us and partner with us in continuing to restore this incredible space that the Lord has given us as the family of God to help restore one life at a time, then come on, come along with us. Let's do it together. Go online, make a call, and just give the best you can give. Pray about it and ask God what it is He'd have you do today. Don't wait another day. We have this moment. Let's respond now.
I'm so grateful. Father, thank you. We're going to send you Dr. David Jeremiah's Evening Reflections from God's Word. These are just devotionals. And there's a place you can click and it'll be read to you by someone who communicates it beautifully if you'd like to listen rather than read. Dr. Colbert's Healthy Brain Zone, God knows we all need that, and He knows how to help us. Beautiful ceramic cup set, and then my favorite prongs, the Lion of Judah with the power even of the lion, and that's the cross. I'd love to send that to you. Could you make a $1,280 gift? I pray you will. Thank you so much. Betty, don't we have a wonderful audience?
Oh, absolutely. We love you very much.
They made you swear to the heavens and pull yourself away from the devil. Your life to your Father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly. Come to me.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts. We'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please call now. When planning your future, keep their future in mind. Contact Life Planning Services today.
I think we're on our way to seeing something indescribably unbelievable only God can do. And I think it started.
Tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.